Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
This podcast is based on the book Aim for the Heart, which you can find out more information about by visiting tommatthews.com. My name is Lauren Ferry, and I will be your podcast host for this series as we explore powerful lessons about leadership and what it means to build great teams. I'd like to introduce Tom Matthews, who has been a financial professional for the past 34 years. Tom has found great success as well as experienced failure along the way, which ultimately caused him to turn to some core principles of leadership time and time again. So, Tom, welcome. We're very glad to have you here, and we can't wait to dive into your expertise.
Well, thanks, Lauren. It's great to be here.
So, you know, in this introductory episode of our podcast, I think that we should start with the title of your book. So how did you come up with the name Aim for the Heart?
Well, as I met with the publisher, we were talking about what my goal was for this book. And my goal was to take people that couldn't be living in Atlanta and wouldn't be able to share in our leadership live and give them an opportunity to have it in print where they could maybe have this book on their nightstand or have it in their office mm-hmm. and be able to refer to it when they were having a good day or a bad day or just wanted to have some way of improving themselves and reflecting on what they need to do to become successful. So my view is, you know, I study great people of the past. One of my favorites is a guy named Andrew Carnegie, who's the great industrialist. And he always said, you have to capture and keep the heart of the original and supremely able person before their brain can do their best. And I really took that to heart. And I thought, gosh, if I could just find a way to touch somebody's heart, not just their head, not just their wallet, but their heart, mm-hmm. and really get them in a position where they understand that that's what causes businesses to become successful. And everybody that I've met that's trying to become an entrepreneur, they want to become successful. And so people who've been either motivated or inspired by things I've done and things that we've done together in business are people that I cared about as a human being first and foremost, and they realized that we had a lot of heartfelt things that we did together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I remember when I was talking about this book when it was first published, I had an interview with a guy named Carson Conant, who's the editor at the time of Advantage Magazine, and we were talking about this, and I told him that leadership's not about motivation or inspiration, but it's just about capturing somebody's heart. If somebody's heart is connected with you, you get to a whole other place. In fact, I'll say it like this. Too many business owners and executives and entrepreneurs and moms and dads, they don't achieve great success in leadership because sometimes they get so focused on how to motivate or maybe inspire their teams to follow their vision that it just doesn't connect with somebody. And so to be a really successful leader, you don't have to focus on how to get people to follow your vision. What you have to do is you have to take a look at the people and visit with them and find out what their hopes are, what their dreams are, what they see, and then show them how to achieve their dreams by following the greater vision. And if you can do that, oh my gosh, it just changes everything. And so when I think about that and I think about aiming for the heart then, mm-hmm. if you're talking to somebody or you're working with somebody in business, if you'll just keep that in mind, you'll have a great chance to be successful. So what I always did is I promised myself that if I ever had the opportunity to lead somebody, that the heart would always come first and that I knew good things would follow. And so in this business for all these decades, I've always felt that way, and it's led to the success we've enjoyed.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So this is actually the 10th anniversary of Aim for the Heart. And with this being the very first book that you wrote, it seems that you wanted to start with a topic that really aims at what you're saying is the essence of true leadership.
Well, I think that, you know, success leaves clues. Mm-hmm. And I think when somebody becomes successful in business, you can look back at it and you'll figure out that they're successful for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's not accident. You know, the success fairy didn't come along and drop it off to them. They had to go take it. from the clutches of failure.
Right.
And so, give you an example. Andrew Carnegie had something he said a long time ago. He said, if you take away all my factories and take away all my money and just leave me with a few of my good people, I'll get everything back in no time. And, you know, as somebody who started over a few times in business, I can tell you that even when one era of my career stopped and another era started, I did exactly the same things with the people, with the relationships, with the way I was trying to build a heartfelt business. And so I built it back again in no time. And so, you know, Andrew Carnegie said, you can always replace material possessions, but the most precious asset you could ever have is the members of your team. Mm-hmm. And I learned that that was so true. And so I always protected the relationships I had with people above everything else. So even if a company went away or a concept went away or some catastrophe came along, as long as I was still connected to the people, we could turn around and insert the piece that was missing, but I maintained the relationship. And that led to all the success we've enjoyed for all these years. The leadership principles that I share in my book and that we're going to be sharing on this podcast are the result of not only things that I've done, but also watching people. I've studied great leaders of the past, people that have been successful in business, people have been successful in sports, people have been successful in lots of different industries. And I've learned that as I build my team and I interact with people, that these success principles are can cross over industries and cross over different types of businesses. And they're kind of universal, because here's the thing, you're always dealing with people. As long as you're dealing with people, there are some predictable things that you'll be able to replicate for your business to give you the success you're looking for.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And kind of branching off of that, who is this message for? I think it's a really common misconception that leadership is only for those who have power, but you would disagree, correct?
Yeah, I would say if you're an entrepreneur or you're a manager, it would be my hope that if you read a book like Aim for the Heart, that it might become this place you go to, as I said before, that if you had a tough day or need a shot of inspiration, you could take this book and you could go sit in your favorite chair and relax and bring a message to you that would be different maybe than the day you experienced.
Right.
And so what I'm hoping is that this book will become a practical tool. And I think that a lot of people over the last decade that people have had this mm-hmm. have written back to me from all over North America and let me know that's what they did with it. They keep it on their nightstand.
And people in any position, right?
Yes, you know? from senior management to people that always wanted to be in management. And so people have been able to sit down, and this podcast is I think, can hopefully be a great way for people to connect with the messages of the book and maybe do it through a podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, having read it as well, it relates to anyone. And even when I read it 10 years ago, I was still pretty young, but it related to me and what I was doing in my world then. So, you know, if you're a mom, or if you're a college student, or whoever you are, leadership is applicable to everyone. And these principles that you talk about are also applicable to anyone.
Well, because all businesses, as I said, that deal with people, mm-hmm. it's important to learn how to build relationships of trust. It's important that you lead from the front. Mm-hmm. It's important that you learn how to manage your attitude and always stay positive. It's important that you learn the power of stories. You know, so many people are trying to tell somebody instead of showing and using stories and the power of that.
Right.
And then once you have a little bit of success, you have to be able to show a real sincere appreciation, because that's the most powerful thing you can do with people. And then make your team's goals exciting. Don't just have some boring thing like you want to do one more this month.
Right.
Come up with something that's a contest, that's fun, and maybe has a trip or a dinner or something that'll get somebody inspired. And competing among your peers is something in business that people go after like crazy, because most people were not the star athlete or the cheerleader or the rocket scientist in school. Mm-hmm. And so they get out of school and they get into business, and this might be their first time to really do something, have some success, and then get recognized and get that feeling you get like you see on TV when somebody wins the championship. And then I think you have to always be sharing your vision, the what you see. You know, I've always said that the secret to being successful in business is visionary leadership. And if you can kind of break those two words down and look at what they mean, vision is seeing something before its time. But being visionary is doing something about what you see. That's not as easy to do. Mm-hmm. And a leader is somebody who takes you someplace you wouldn't go alone. But leadership is actually going there. So if you can combine the two actions of a visionary and leadership together, then you can really put yourself on a path towards success in a big time way.
Yeah, then, and what's great is actually what Tom just mentioned, touching on all those topics, those are the future episodes of this podcast. So we'll be talking about all of those things that you just mentioned more in depth, and you'll be able to hear Tom's perspective on more of those. But, you know, I think one of the most powerful things that I read in your introductory chapter was that you said something along the lines of, when you started in business, you were really worried about making it. But now you worry about making a difference.
Well, you know, you can go out and you can make money pretty much anywhere. Mm-hmm. And you can, to go out and make a difference is something very different. And there's one thing beyond that. You know, if you can make money and make a difference, every once in a while, you get a chance to make history. And so, for instance, in our business today, I really feel like we positioned ourselves not only to make money, not only to make a difference, but to go on and make history. And so I'm so excited about that. And I think that every business has got something like that if they'll look for it. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that the message of Aim for the Heart and the message of this podcast in some way will help make a difference in people's lives as a leader and as a person.
Yes. And if you do not have a copy of the book Aim for the Heart, just go to tommatthews.com for more information. That's Matthews with one T. Have to say it.
Yes.
And then also, if you found this episode valuable today, please visit iTunes and leave a review. You can get there quickly by going to tommatthews.com/review. We hope that you will join us for the next episode. Episode 2 will be about building relationships of trust. So we hope that you will join us, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.